With us right now, Brant Bergeron from Ministry Healthcare. First of all, the system has a new program, which I understand will help retain as well as recruit some new people into the system. What can you tell us about that?
Well, Larry, the system is a few years old. The medical student loan program started in 2010 when research and reality proved that recruiting physicians to rural areas in Wisconsin is continuing to be a challenge. So Ministry decided that if there were students who were in medical school who were interested in rural primary care, working in family medicine, internal medicine, pediatrics, or in internal medicine pediatric specialties, that we could offer them a loan in advance in exchange for a five-year commitment to practice in the Ministry Healthcare Service Area following residency. So we did an interview process back in 2010 and selected one student and have had subsequent interviews and followed through that process each year since then. And we now have six students that are signed on to join Ministry when they finish residency. And then we are starting that application process again this year with a March 3rd deadline for medical students to apply, go through the screening, the interview process, and hopefully be selected to receive those funds to help relieve some of the staggering debt that medical students accumulate over the course of their education.
Now, from what I understand, debt for college is somewhat normal, but debt for someone going to school to be a doctor and many of the medical professions, it is just extraordinarily high, isn't it?
Well, you figure that all these individuals have 4 years of undergrad, which in most cases they have accrued debt, and then a medical school is another four-year program. So you're talking about 8 years of college debt. And if a student knows what they want to do, if they know that Wisconsin and rural primary care is where they'd like to raise a family and how they'd like to start their career, it's a wonderful opportunity to get up to $50,000 a year over 4 years, and that helps alleviate some of that debt and gives them some flexibility and really some peace of mind as they are going through med school and heading toward residency.
And for Ministry, it's got to be a good deal, too, because now you are getting people and you're sure you're going to keep them a while.
And they know they have a propensity for Wisconsin. We're not interested in visiting and recruiting folks who maybe grew up in California and are going to med school in the state. We're running into a number of students who have grown up in central and north central Wisconsin who have gone to med school and now want to return and stay and practice. So we're hoping to target them. We're doing promotions at UW School of Medicine and Public Health, Medical College of Wisconsin, and we're reaching out to the communities that if you know someone in medical school that has a connection to central or north central Wisconsin, we encourage you to have them contact Ministry Healthcare, and we'd be happy to send them information about the loan program and the process that's taking effect in the next couple of months as we look toward giving out that money in 2014.
Now, are you looking for the students that are just starting their education, or what if you've got somebody that's maybe a year or two into the program and would like to look into this program?
Admittedly, if you are a first-year medical student, you may not necessarily know what specialty you want to feature. Just like if you're a freshman in college, you may not necessarily know what you want to major in. So in our program right now, we have a couple of fourth-year medical students, we have a third-year medical student, and we have a second-year medical student. So it doesn't matter if you're in your fourth year or if in your first year. I guess it's if you look inwardly and know that you want to practice primary care in a rural area of Wisconsin, it's really a no-brainer in terms of the fact that there's money out there for you. And I'd like to say it's a win-win-win-win. It's a win for the student. It's a win for the practicing partners and the other healthcare professionals in that community. It's a win for the provider's family, and it's a win for the community in general. Because as you mentioned, these are folks who want to be part of what Wisconsin has to offer, and we just want to give them an incentive to come back and practice when they're done with their residency training.
Sounds like another advantage for the students thinking about a medical career is the Ministry is pretty much all over the state now. They could go to many locations.
Yes. I mean, you talk about central Wisconsin, Stevens Point, north central Wisconsin, the Wausau area, Merrill, Tomahawk, Rhinelander, Woodruff, Eagle River, and with our purchase of Affinity Health System last year, we now have clinics and hospitals throughout the Fox Valley. So we do have a very nice footprint, and we have a rural footprint. And again, if we have folks that are looking for quality of life, they're looking for great work-life balance, and they're looking at being an important part of the healthcare within these small communities, it is a wonderful opportunity for them, and it's a wonderful opportunity for us.
Anything you'd like to add today?
No, again, the deadline is March 3rd, So there are applications online. If you go to Ministry Healthcare and click on the Careers tab, you can click on the link for student opportunities and find that application there. Or you can give me a phone call at 715-343-3371. I'd be happy to send you a brochure and a paper application that you can fill out and return as we go through our screening process.